In the times of the Mishnah, the way that the streets were set out was that there would be multiple houses in a chotzer, a courtyard, and all the members of the houses would share the courtyard. And then there would be multiple courtyards which opened up into a movi, a street, and then the movi would open up into a rishos harabim, a public domain. Now, Mishnah is talking about a movi which is open into a public domain only on one side, but on the other three sides it's closed up. So although technically midoraisa this is considered to be a private domain, a rishos hayochid, because it's surrounded by three walls, and the fourth wall is just considered to be an entrance into the rishos hayochid. Nevertheless, midrabbanan, in order that people don't think that just like they can carry in a movi, they can also carry in a rishos harabim, one needs to make a sign and a reminder at the entrance and the exit, really, in the one place where it opens up from the movi into the rishos harabim. The question of our Mishnah is what exactly one needs to do to make that sign. Hechsho movi, in order to allow one to carry in a movi, I say, lechi v'kaira, it requires a vertical pole on the side of the entrance, as well as a horizontal beam at the top of the movi. On the other hand, say, lechi oikaira, it's enough that there be just a pole or just a beam, you don't need both, that's already considered a significant enough sign and reminder to stop people from carrying from the movi into the rishos harabim. Rabbi Eliezer says, L'chayayin, you need two side posts and not a horizontal beam at the top. At least that's how we're going to explain Rabbi Eliezer. And the Mishnah relates that Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Omar Talmud Echad Fnei Rabbi Akiva, a particular student, which the Gemara explains was Rabbi Meir, said in front of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Meir told Rabbi Akiva the following thing, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, L'nechluku b'shamam b'beis Hillel, b'shamam b'beis Hillel did not argue al movi shu pochis me'arba amais, about a movi whose entranceway is less than 4 amas wide, because they both agree that in that case, shu oibelechi oibekeira, that the sign which needs to be made is either a vertical pole on the side, or a horizontal beam at the top. Meaning, even Beis Shammai agree that if the entranceway is less than 4 amas wide, then it's enough just to have a lechi or a kaira, because since it's not so wide, people will definitely see one of them, even if there's only one of them. Al ma nechelaku, on which case did they argue? Al rochav mi'arba amas, only on a case where the entranceway was more wide than 4 amas, that eser up to 10 amas, because as we saw in the previous Mishnah, if the entranceway is more than 10 amas wide, then anyway the entranceway needs to be narrowed, because otherwise it's not considered to be an entranceway anymore. It's too wide. But the point is, only in that case where it's wider than 4 amas, and therefore it's less easy to immediately see the lechi or the kaira, only then a Beis Shammai strict, and Beis Shammai say lechi v'kaira, you need both a lechi and a kaira to be a significant sign and reminder not to carry in the rishos harabim. Even in that case, you need either a lechi or a kaira, but you never need both, according to Beis Hillel. So this is what Rabbi Meir told Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Akiva replied, "Om Rabbi Akiva said Rabbi Akiva al zev al zeh nechelaku." They argued on both cases, meaning that's not true. And even a entranceway which is less wide than 4 amos, even then Beis Shammai require both a lechi and a kaira.